Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Q1 FY27 earnings conference call of Supreme Power Equipment Limited, hosted by Kirin Advisors Private Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on a touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I would now hand the conference over to Mr. Parth Acharya from Kirin Advisors Private Limited. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you. Good afternoon, everyone. On behalf of Kirin Advisors, I welcome you all to the conference call of Supreme Power Equipment Limited. From the management team, we have Mr. V. Rajamohan, Chairman and Managing Director of the company. With that, now hand over the call to Mr. V. Rajamohan for the opening remarks. Over to you, sir.
Thank you. Good afternoon, everyone. On behalf of Supreme Power Equipment Limited, I extend a warm welcome to everyone joining us today for our Q1 FY27 earnings conference call. Thank you for taking the time to be with us and for your continued interest in the company. Before discussing the quarter's performance, I would like to briefly introduce Supreme Power Equipment Limited. SPEL is a transformer manufacturing company with over three decades of experience delivering solutions across power generation, transmission, distribution, and renewable energy segments. With an expanded manufacturing capacity of approximately 9,000 MVA and capabilities of up to 200 MVA, 220 kV, we are well positioned to address larger and high-value opportunities across India's evolving power infrastructure landscape. Coming to our financial performance for the quarter, we have started FY27 on an encouraging note, supported by healthy execution momentum and sustained demand for our transformer solution. During Q1 FY27, our total income stood at 48.31 crore, registering growth of 37.33% year-on-year. EBITDA stood at 8.89 crore, growing 32.02% year-on-year, with an EBITDA margin of 18.4%. Total profit, net profit, sorry, net profit stood at 4.9 crore, registering growth of 10.04% year-on-year, with a net margin of 10.14%. EPS for the quarter stood at 1.96, growing 10.11% year-on-year. While margins witnessed some moderation during the quarter, profitability remained healthy. We continue to maintain a disciplined approach towards pricing, procurement, and operational efficiency. As the scale of operation increases, our focus remains on improving execution efficiency and deriving greater operating leverage from our expanded manufacturing capabilities. Coming to our operational performance, order inflows remained strong during the quarter. We secured 10 orders aggregating 195.64 crore during Q1 FY27, with execution timelines ranging between 7 months to 17 months. We also expanded our geographical presence into Maharashtra, further broadening our presence across key markets. Our order book stands at 590.06 crore as of August 13, 2026, providing healthy execution visibility over the coming quarters. In terms of customer mix, government orders stand at 177.66 crores, representing approximately 30.10% of the total order book, while non-government orders stands at 412.46 crores, representing approximately 69.9%. From the product perspective, power transformers constitute the largest share on the order book at 4.53.83 crore, representing approximately 76.91%. This is followed by distribution transformers at 105.27 crores, representing 17.84%, and inverter duty transformer at 30.96 crores, representing 5.25%. The composition of our order book provides us with a healthy mix across government and non-government customers, while the strong contribution from power transformer reflects our increasing participation in larger and higher value projects. I would also like to brief touch upon our new Kannur manufacturing facility, which became operational during the previous quarter. The facility has strengthened our overall manufacturing capacity to approximately 9,000 MVA with capabilities extending up to 200 MVA, 220 kV. The facility enhances our ability to manufacture high voltage and larger power transformers, undertake larger projects, and cater to opportunities across transmission, data centers, and industrial applications. As utilization progressively ramps up, we expect it to support higher revenue potential and improved operating leverage. Looking ahead, our immediate priorities remain the timely execution of our strong order book and the progressive ramp up of our new manufacturing facility. At the same time, we will continue to pursue new opportunities across power transmission, distribution, renewable energy, industrial application, and other emerging demand segments. With our expanded capacity, enhanced technical capabilities, strong order pipeline, and growing geographic presence, we believe we are well positioned to participate in the opportunities emerging across India's power infrastructure sector. We remain focused on scaling the business in a measured manner while maintaining execution discipline, operational efficiency, and our commitment towards sustainable and profitable growth over medium to long term. Before concluding, I would like to sincerely thank our employees, our SPEL team, for their dedication, commitment, and continued effort. I would like to thank our shareholders, customers, investors, business partners, and all our stakeholders for their continued trust and support. Thank you once again to everyone for joining us today. With that, I would now like to open the floor for questions.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask question may press star and one on the touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Garvit Goyal from Sinera Alpha. Please go ahead.
Hello, am I audible?
Yes, sir, very much audible, sir. Good afternoon.
Sir, my first question is on the margins front. If you look at the growth margins for this quarter, there has been a significant improvement. So I just wanted to understand, like, despite the elevated cost, how did we manage that? That's my first question.
That is, you are asking about the core price.
About the growth profit margins. Yeah. Yes. If you see, previously in Q4 and Q1 last year, it was in the range of 23.80%, right? In this quarter, it is 28.82. So, is it a sort of any inventory gain lying there?
I could not get your question.
Sir, I'm just trying to understand. There is improvement in our gross profit margins. While EBITDA level we declined, but at gross profit levels there is improvement in this quarter. So I just wanted to understand the reason for that, sir.
Yes, yes, yeah. Since we took orders mostly with the price variation clause. And though there was a geopolitical issues are there, due to that the price rise of the raw materials are being observed because of this price variation clause which we got from our buyers. So the margin was able to maintain and it was the reason it was observed and it was passed out.
So how we should look at these margins going forward in Q2 and Q3 and Q4, specifically when the newer plant ramp up will keep on increasing, right? So what should be the margins trajectory from here on, rest of the year?
We believe it will be maintained or sustained between 10% to 12%.
That is the net margins you are speaking about, right?
Yeah, I am talking about the PAT.
My question is on the operating leverage to kick in. If you look at the existing plant utilization, sorry, new plant utilization is lower level, right?
I understand your question. It will be maintained between 18% to 20%.
Okay, EBITDA margins will be maintained between 18% to 20%.
Between 18% to 20%.
Understood. And sir, from the point of competitive landscape, while our order book is majorly in the power transformers, right, which is a more critical thing as compared to the distribution and the capacity build-up we are seeing in the renewable transformers. So how we should look at in the terms of the product mix going ahead, the kind of order inflow we are expecting for the rest of the year, how we should look at this mix, sir?
See, as of now, we are holding an order book of 590 crores. Out of that, the product mix is distribution is around 18%. That's approximately 18%. Power transformer is almost 76%, and inverter duty transformer is almost 6%. So 5.25%. This is the product mix which we got order.
We are
more focusing on power transformers, larger power transformers.
Okay. So how we should look at the order inflow expectations for rest of the year? Can you give any number like this kind of orders we can expect in the terms of the amount, right, for rest of the year?
Yeah, we are expecting another 300 to 500 crores order, we have already quoted and negotiation in the various stages. It was in various stages. So we are expecting another 300 to 500 crores order.
In this financial year, these will be closed. That's what you are saying.
Not like that. We will get order. See, this year we will be able to complete 300, almost 300, 250 to 300 crores this year.
Okay, so this year top line
balance will be passed on to next year.
This year our top line target is 300 crore, right?
Yes, 250 to 300 crore.
I think earlier you mentioned 300 crore, isn't it? So is there any specific reason we are...
No, I said it's between 250 to 300 crores.
Okay. These were my questions. I will join back to you. Thank you very much.
Yes, please.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Pankaj from Avis Capital. Please go ahead.
Sir, very good afternoon. Firstly, congratulations for good set of numbers, and thank you for giving me the opportunity. My first question is, sir, what is our current capacity utilization, more especially considering the new plant has come into place?
Yes, the new plant, our capacity is almost 20 to 25% utilization is as of now. We are utilizing 20 to 25%.
And what is the expectation we have, sir, for FY27?
Yeah, maximum we can go up to 250 to 300 crores.
And what would be the capacity utilization, say, in Q4 FY27?
Will be between 30 to 50%.
Got it. Sir, I think knowing we have 590 odd crore of order book in place, so how much of this we are expecting to deliver in FY27 and how much in FY28?
Yeah, out of this 590, as per the delivery requirement of the customers, is 377 crore should be completed before March. And 212 crore will be delivered after March. Next year, it will pass on to the next year.
But sir, if you have to deliver 370 odd crores in this financial year, then how can our top line be in the range of 250 to 300 crores?
Correct, because the customers are placing order 1 year before. So there may be some delay in the project or the progress of the project. So there may be some lapse. So cautiously, we are telling between 250 to 300 we can make this year.
So if I read it correctly, you are saying on an optimistic note, we can expect a top line of 370 plus odd crore. On a cautious note, we are saying 250 to 300 crore. Is that right?
No. We cannot go up to 377 because all the customer will not take the transformer on the date of delivery. And for 10-20% customers power the orders or they are extending their delivery period. So depending upon the requirement of the customer, we have to manufacture. Otherwise, then we have to keep the transformer in our place. So we are cautiously taking that 250 to 300 crores will be done this year.
Okay. A related question with such a beautiful order book we have in hand. So, how are we kind of looking at working capital, more especially in terms of inventory and debtor?
Yeah, now we have approached the banks for higher limits. And inventory, at least 2 months, two and a half months, the inventory we have to hold.
And how about debtors, sir?
Debtors cycle will be around 80 to 100 days.
Oh, okay. So almost. Okay, sir. Thank you. My last question is that are we thinking about migration to mainboard, considering that we are going to be due for migration in next couple of quarters?
Yes. We have a plan to migrate to main board.
And are you planning very much in line with when it's getting due?
Yeah, we have a plan. An appropriate time, we will definitely come into the main board.
Okay, sir. Thank you and all the best, sir.
Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Sandeep Mittal, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Good afternoon, sir. How are you?
Very good. Very good afternoon, sir. Fine, sir.
Yes.
Welcome,
sir. So, like, your number is really good, the performance, and I said, like, you have a good order book, everything is there. But I see that there are two expenses which have grown multifold. One is the employee cost. As compared to Q1 26 to Q1 27, it's become around 4 times, and other expenses that is also grown from 1.11 CR to 3.17 CR. Like, what's the main reason for this such a high growth in these expenses, which is
Good. It's a nice question. This employee benefits have increased. Because when compared to last year first quarter, that is June 2025, we have not deployed any people for the new plant. So the new plant came into operation in the month of January, the first January, mid of January only.
Right.
So full-fledged we start production, commercial trial production and commercial production in the month of February. So now we are deploying more people for the new unit. So naturally, the employee benefits will high. Since the plant is almost 5, 6 times, 7 times bigger than the existing one. So we need, earlier here, in the unit 1, we have 60 to 80 people. Whereas in the new plant, we have deployed more than 250 people. So okay. The expenses and everything will increase. So then only the revenue can be happened.
Yeah. And regarding other expenses?
The same way. See, all the expenses are increasing. See, the plant is 6 to 7 times bigger, and we are aiming almost double this year. So the expenses will also increase.
So, sir, I got your point. So the same point, when the new plant is there, with the new capacity, everything is there, so it will enhance the margins of the business or it will remain the same?
No, since we are more focusing on power transformers, we believe we will get a little 1 or 2% more margin. But this margin will be absorbed by the overheads. I mean the employee costs and expenses. So we believe it will sustain. It will maintain the same.
Okay. Got it, sir. Okay. Thank you, sir. Nice.
Thank you.
I have an interaction with you. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Paras Cheda from Purple One Vortex Ventures LLP. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir. And
very good afternoon, sir.
Sir, you mentioned between 250 to 300 crores for FY27. And for FY28, what would be your guidance, sir? And do we still maintain 10 to 12% back margin for that, or would that be a shade higher given that the capacity ramp up happened?
No, once the capacity ramp up, also the margin will be maintained same.
Okay, sir.
Year on year, 30% rise will be there on the revenue.
Right, sir. So, sir, as a peak revenue from both the plants, what number would you put, sir?
It will be 600 to 650 crores.
Okay, and that's more likely achievable in FY29 or further in FY30?
FY 2029. We believe
okay.
We
so if I just put the numbers, sir, I mean, just for understanding, let's say if you manage to achieve about 300 crores this year, then about 30% higher, which will be 400 crores for FY28. Then we are saying probably another 200 crores in FY29, is it?
Yes. The total revenue may come to 550 to 600 crores in FY29.
Right. So, I'm just trying to understand that for FY29, we'll be then executing about 600 or 550 to 600 crores, which will be incrementally about 150 to 200 crores more.
Right.
Can that 150 to 200 crores itself be executed in FY28, sir?
No,
yeah, we're saying 30%, which is 100 crores. So, yeah, I'm saying can 150 be executed?
Yeah, 30% definitely there will be increase.
Right. But can we execute higher than that for FY28? I'm just trying to understand that.
But now we are ramping up. We are more focusing on the execution side. Now we have enough money, machines are there, space is there, all technology, orders also there. Now we are more focusing on the execution part. So we have to ramp up to get that revenue. So orders are there. So. Yes, sir.
Yeah, 30%. Can we increase by 40% or 50%? Because that will be still only 150, even 50% will be 150 crores. That means 450 crores for FY28. Is that possible, sir?
Yeah, you can take as 30% as a guideline. 30% year on year, there will be increase of 30%.
Understood, sir. And now, sir, we've got 590 crore of order book. Now, can we say that minimum 500 crores of order book we will maintain, you know, henceforth, given that we are now also ramping up? So at all times, you know, even after execution, about 500 crores of order book will be maintained.
Yes, yes.
Because you secured almost 200 crores in Q1.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We have, we believe it, definitely it will be maintained.
More than 500 crores, eh?
It maintained between 500 to 600 crores.
Understood, sir. And just two more queries, sir. Any breakthrough on the export side, sir? Because on that front, maybe margins could be a little bit more than compared to the domestic product.
Correct, correct, correct. As of now, direct export is not there. Significantly, the export figures are not there. Let us see in the next forthcoming years.
Right, sir. And we believe, sir, the margins, even if the copper prices were to rise, etc., the margins will be a pass-through, right? So we won't be hit in general. Over a medium-term perspective, probably a quarter may get hit, but more or less the pass-through arrangement is there.
Yes. Most of the order we have price variation class.
Right, right, sir.
Almost 80-85% order which we are holding, it's covered with the price variation clause. So whatever the price rise will be passed on to the buyer.
Right, sir. And sir, in terms of working capital, you know, if we, as we move towards close to 400 and, you know, 600 crores of revenue, can we reach the peak revenue without further equity raise, or we will require equity before that?
That we are not yet decided, but anyhow, we have approached bank and they have given adequate limits. So it can.
So the banking working capital limit is there, but will we require further equity raise to support the 600 crore revenue ambition?
Yeah, that we have to decide next year only. So for this year, there is no requirement for equity dilution. So as you know, the equity dilution is the costliest fund.
Right.
Compared with bank borrowings.
But will we require any fund equity?
This year.
I'm saying even if we want to. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, next year 27-28 may require.
Understood, sir. Okay. And on this main board thing, sir, I mean, as soon as we our window opens, would we be happy to transition on the main board?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Understood, sir. Fair enough. I'll come back in the future, sir. Thank you.
Yes, yes. We are also planning to migrate to main board.
Understood, sir. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Manish from 1308 Ventures. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir. Am I audible?
Yes, sir. Very much audible, sir.
Sir, most of the questions have been answered by you already. So I'm left with a couple of questions which I'm raising it with you if permitted.
Please, sir. Please, sir. Please.
Sir, in the last con call, we mentioned about some tank manufacturing capacities to be put up. Any update on that, sir?
Yes. We bought the land a year back, and now the statutory approvals, we have applied for the statutory approvals.
Mm-hmm.
So we are waiting for the approval to be done. So almost seven departments it has, they have to approve. I think
okay.
We will get approval before end of next month. So
okay.
We can start construction. I think before March, I think this facility will complete.
And sir, what is the capex we are likely to do there? What is the amount of capex?
Yeah, it's around 22 crores.
Okay. So we will be raising term loans from the banks for that?
Yes, we will be raising term loan for that.
Okay, sir. And in terms of sir, combined both the plants put together, our capacity utilization would be how much for the whole of FY27?
Unit one, it was utilized fully. Unit two, 25 to 30% will be the utilization.
Understand, sir. Have you seen any order inflows from the data center segment, sir, till now?
We have started approaching data centers,
mm-hmm.
and they are looking for a larger power transformers.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas we have to give a certificate,
mm-hmm.
That is design validation certificate, type of certificate.
Mm-hmm.
So we got two numbers of 165 MVA from KPTCL.
Mm-hmm.
So based on that, inquiries can be fulfilled. So
okay.
We are also approaching data centers.
So
now we have not received any order.
Okay. So are we seeing any orders coming from data center segment in the FY27?
FY27 will not get. FY27-28 will get.
Understand, sir. And sir, any sense you can share, you can give on any potential overcapacity in the industry up to 220 kVA transformers?
For 220 kVA transformers, number of players are less compared to all pan India. Number of players are less.
Mm.
But anyhow, demand is very high.
Okay.
Demand is very high. From the market information, at least minimum 10 years, this demand will sustain.
Understand, sir.
And not only in India, but overall global, across globe, the demand is good. Demand is very good.
That's it from me, sir. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants, you may press star and one to ask question. The next follow-up question is from the line of Garvit Goyal from Sunary Alpha. Please go ahead. Yes, Mr. Garvit, go with the question, please. As there is no response from the participant, we'll move to the next. The next question is from the line of Harinder Singh from HS Portfolio Management. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Good afternoon. Thank you. I think I have a few questions. The order booking which we have for this year, so as you said, the 70% of the orders are with LME. Just want to recheck on this because typically the transformers with shorter lead time are with fixed price contract. So just want to make sure that the order book which we have, 70% of those orders are not fixed price, those are linked to LME. My understanding is correct?
Yes, it's almost 80%. 80% is covered with the price variation clause.
Oh, very good. So this is something which is not very common in smaller rating and shorter lead time. Customers always try to secure it by giving a fixed price, but this is good that we have a secured order.
No, we generally we don't take secure order. Without price variation clause, since there was large difference, the price rise,
okay. Okay.
And the copper, other things.
Correct. So, just wanted to check on this also. Like for the cast resin type transformers, even if you want to take some time to get into the data center business. But into this data center industry, there are only two players which are acceptable in the data center industry. One might be the SGB transformers and might be second one is the Voltamp or Sudhir. So do you have any plans, because this is an easy breakthrough if you want, because you don't need a typical short circuit test for getting these kind of approvals, which takes a lot of time. Sometimes in Maharashtra, Bangalore, it takes 2-3 years to get those approvals. But for cast resin type transformers, which are typically very well used into data center, there is no competition. So are you planning, because it will be an easy breakthrough for you to enter into these kind of transformers?
Yes, yes, yes. Now it is the time to break the barrier. So we are trying to enter data centers. And as of now, we have quoted. But as of now, we have not secured any order from data centers.
Yeah, okay. So like power transformers also, if you see companies like Siemens, company like Bharat Bijli or transformer and rectifiers, their lead time somewhere for 300 and 500 MVA transformer is more than 2 years, right? So if you can get the short circuit test done and at least you entered into Maharashtra market where the data center industry is at peak, and in Maharashtra and Hyderabad, we have more than 2 gigawatt. Hyderabad is more than 1 gigawatt, and Maharashtra, Bombay is more than 2 gigawatt of requirement of data centers, which is going on. So if you try at least to get these short circuit test approvals up to 300 or at least 325, not 500, at least 300, up to 300 MVA, if you can get these approvals, into these two states, then your 90% of data center business is secured. So rather than focusing on South, Bangalore, Pune and other regions, the only feedback is please focus on Hyderabad and Mumbai, which is 90% of the data center business which is going into this industry.
Yeah, absolutely right. The suggestion is well taken. Actually, our plant capacity as of now is to make up to 200 MVA. Up to 220 kV voltage class. So
okay.
For going for 300 MVA and 500 MVA, we need to enhance our, we have to expand our facility. See, as of now, our product range will be below 200 MVA.
Got it.
So
we don't
have that manufacturing facility to make up to 300 MVA. We can go up to 200 MVA.
Got it. And only feedback to is don't try to start with hyperscalers like Amazon, Google, Microsoft. Entering into the data center business will be more difficult for you. Under them, there are co-location providers. Like there are companies like Entity, STT, CFE, Nextra, Airtel, who provide services on rental to these companies. So getting approvals in these companies are easier because these are Indian specific approvals. In companies, if you go to the hyperscalers like Microsoft, Amazon, it will be very, very difficult for you to get those approvals. So they do substations also for hyperscalers. They do have 220 kVA substation, 400 kVA substation, where typically a higher rating of a transformer goes up to 300 and 500. But the lower rating where you have the capability, which is 165 MVA transformer, where you already have a facility in place. And this is also a single project, might be a 50 crore job for you. So it's easier for you to go to this industry where you have a good presence in Chennai than go to CFE, right? Try to get these kind of data center requirement. But for that, the most mandatory requirement is you should have local government approval for the short circuit done. So you have to put your approvals in place, and rather than going to a big hyperscaler, it's better for you that you go to the colo providers, because for them approvals are easier. You might get it in 1 month time, which you will not get in big companies like Amazon, Microsoft.
Yes, absolutely right. Absolutely right. First thing is we need to do type test on this 165 MVA so that we can secure order for 50 MVA, 100 MVA, and 160 MVA. And mostly used in more than 100 MA are using in data centers. So with this, if we complete this 165 MA type test, so we can cater to data centers at least from 100 MA, we can do that. 100 MA to 160 MA up to 200 MA we can make. And once we got type tested, automatically we will be at par with other suppliers.
Correct. For Mumbai, MSTCL approval, and for Hyderabad, TSIDC approval. So these two approvals, if you can focus on rather than Bangalore and other regions, will be more helpful for you to grow business faster.
Yes, yes. Already we have got into Telangana and as well as Andhra Pradesh. We are in that position.
Yeah, so best of luck, sir, for your business. So I am heavily invested into your company, and I have a very, very good trust the way you are growing. This industry is, as a country, we are expanding into this particular category, and there is no competition because everybody is fully booked. So companies like Siemens, they are running up to more than 2 years order book backlog with a PE of more than 120. So it's a good exposure for an Indian company with a very focused approach on power transformers to grow. So the only request is focus on your power transformers, because these all orders, 100% orders, are protected by LME, and the longer lead time is the issue which is currently market is facing. If you focus on this, get your approvals on time, because of the delivery timeline, you will be able to secure and grow your business faster than anybody else, because there is no competition in terms of lead time into this industry. So focus on power transformers rather than the smaller rating transformers. Thank you very much.
Correct. As you said, we are focusing more on power transformers, and that is why we secured 75%, more than 75% of our order book is booked with power transformers, and still we are planning to do higher MVA and higher KV transformers. So as you suggested, we are looking into that. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. Best of luck.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Garvit Goyal from Scenario Alpha. Please go ahead.
Hello, am I audible?
Yes, very much audible, sir. Welcome, sir.
Sir, thanks for the follow-up. Can you let us know how this Q2 is going, sir, in the terms of execution and margins? Where we can, what kind of top line we can expect here?
So for FY27, we can expect between 250 to 300 crores top line. And the PAT margin will be around, we believe it will be around 9 to 12%.
No, sir. I'm asking about Q2. Q2 means ongoing quarter. How is it going, sir? I don't mean the number, but I'm just trying to understand in terms of execution, how is it going?
Yeah, it's going well. going well. It will be definitely higher than Q1. So now the new facility is ramping up. So definitely it will be higher than Q1 results.
Got it. Got it. Got it. Thank you.
Yeah. Okay.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Jitesh K. from Tata. Please go ahead.
Hey, hi, sir. I think you have answered for almost all the questions. Our one question, in terms of the new capacity in Kannur, right? It's like the scaling of operations is a bit lagging, I felt. Is there any other challenges apart from the workforce you're facing? Because I have seen other transformer enablers scaling it in the first quarter 20%, then they will go to 35% next quarter itself, right? Within one year, they'll be 50%-60% of utilization. Supreme Power, I feel a little bit drag over there. Is there any other challenges you're facing in terms of capacity utilization for the second planting?
Actually, the workforce, the training for the workforce, the people who work by hand, continuously we are giving training instead of getting from other companies. That is, skilled workers or experienced workers we have not taken. We have up to manager, up to supervisor level, we have taken experienced people. We deployed some 20%-25% skilled workers from the unit one. We have deputed them there. Balance we have taken from the market as freshers. Now we are giving. Already we have given training. For past three, four months, we have given training, and it is ramping up. Definitely, as you said, in Q2, it will be improved. As of now, it is little less, but definitely it will be improved in Q2.
Okay. Thank you. Main board migration, are we eligible now or is it going to take some time again?
Yeah, main board, I think, the window will be open after December.
Okay. Are we going in the next year?
Yes.
Early next year or it will be delayed again?
Yeah. Next year definitely we'll.
The paperwork will start now itself, right? In that case.
Yes. We already started that.
Okay, sir. Thank you so much. Yeah, that's it.
For that only we have continuously giving results quarter-on-quarter. Actually, SME, it is not mandatory to
Right.
Give results quarterly, but we want to develop a culture as per the main board. All complaints also we need to do. We are on that.
We are expecting to be on the main board by Q4 this year.
Let us see.
Yeah. Okay, sir. Thank you very much. Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. The next follow-up question is from the line of Bharat Chhoda from Purple One Vortex Ventures LLP. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Sir, just wanted your perspective on the demand environment over the next two to three years.
The demand is very high. As of now, we have see our order book is 590 crores, say 600 crores. Almost 350 crores we are going to do it this year. Next year already we have booked.
Right. I'm trying to then think through, sir.
The demand is very good. The only thing is we need to execute the orders.
Right. The incremental new orders, sir, I mean, and especially being power transformers, is there, you know, possibility of increasing our gross margins on those new incremental orders given the demand environment is tight?
Yes. Demand and yeah. Actually, we are now focusing on power transformers, especially for larger power transformers.
Right.
There we believe the margin will be slightly 1% or 2% more. And equally, that will be absorbed by the overheads, which we are deploying now. Almost 200 to 300 people we are deployed. So it is balanced there.
Okay. Okay. And sir, please go ahead.
Yes, that's the reason I'm not able to increase above this 9 to 12%.
Okay, because I thought we were planning about 10 to 12% on PAT margin.
Then yes, PAT.
Yeah. So do we stick to 10 to 12 or is that 9 to 12, sir?
Maybe 1% beside that, sir.
Okay.
We are planning to have more margin. Let us try for the better one.
Fair enough, sir. And sir, if you are positive on the medium-term demand environment and potentially new capacity expansion plans will also come up, you know, if you do plan ahead next year for, you know, capacity expansion, what kind of capacity you could add, and is there land available for that, and what kind of capex could be possible? I'm not saying that you know, the plans are freeze right now, but you know, just tentatively, I mean, what kind of capacity addition could be there, the capex and the land availability?
Yeah, in this, now in the Kannur facility, the land is full. The 6 acres only built. So further expansion in that place and that location is not possible. So we have to look for a separate land, and we are also thinking about that, buying land for our next capex. We are just thinking for that.
Okay, and what? So now our capacity is 9,000 MVA. What kind of capacity addition could we think of next year, incrementally?
Next, we thought of the increase the capability to make 300-500 MVAs.
Right, and increase by what? 2,500, 3,000 MVA?
No, to 300.
Yeah.
Now we have capability to do 200 MVA.
Right.
220 kV. Now we are there, we can increase that. That is 300 MA to 400 MA, 500 MA, like that.
No, understood. Sir. So that category of transformers understood, but overall capacity addition, would that be about 3000
MA? We have not bought any land, and we don't have any perfect plan. Once it gets freezed, we will discuss on that.
Right. And sir, on your little bit of backward integration thing that you had, you know, planned off to support and enhance margin, how is that working out, sir?
Yeah, it's working well, and the maximum, the transformers below 500 kV we are doing there only. In this Dania Electric Company, we are giving backward integration there. That company is supporting for that. That is for this distribution transformers.
Right. And in general, sir, I mean, any sort of visibility in terms of your international order breakthrough?
Yes.
As to when can we get into the market?
Yes, actually, last 1.5 years, we are trying to get into international market directly. Let us see when something comes positive. Definitely, I will inform.
Okay, fair enough. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Achut from Rockstar Equity Research. Please go ahead.
You sir, in the previous phone call, you have guided for 60% growth in FY27, which should come somewhere around 275 crores. That is the minimum you have guided, sir. Minimum is 2,180. Now, why the doubt came, sir? Now, why are you guiding for 250 to 300 crores? And what is the possibility that we can end up with 250, sir? Because the order book is very good, and you also have the capacity now. What making you think that you will be doing 250, sir, instead of 280?
No, I should actually, if I commit something less and if you get something better, naturally the investor will be safeguarded. First thing. And giving a big figures and suppose not committing means this should not affect the investors. First thing. And we have very good visibility to make revenue between 250 to 300. It may cross 300 also.
Okay, but what is the possibility, sir? You are telling 250 very conservatively.
I have committed. I have committed 200 to 225 crores. I have committed 200 crores. Initially, I committed 225, and later, after H1, I have started committing 200, but it was ended in 190 only. So I don't want to give a fear. So that the investor can be well aware of the figures.
And what is the what is the expectation on the order book by this year end, sir?
Yes, as I said, this even after execution, the order book will be maintained between 500 to 600 crores.
Okay. And what is the expectation on FY28, sir? Okay, 28, do you have any number in your mind, sir? How much you want to do?
Yeah, 30% there will be increase. Year on year, there will be 30% increase.
Okay, sir. Thank you.
Say this year, if we complete at 300, and next year it will be around 400. So 30%, 20 to 30% will be the increase.
Okay, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. If there are no further questions from the participants, I would now hand the conference over to Mr. Partha Acharya for closing comments. Over to you, sir.
Yes, thank you everyone for joining the conference call of Supreme Power Equipment Limited. If you have any further queries, you can write us at research@greenadvisors.com. Once again, thank you everyone for joining the conference.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. On behalf of Kirin Advisors Private Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.